The only evidence to support them that I found so far was the fact that Victoria Nuland, then of the State Department, was handing the cookies to the people on Maidan. So I don't buy the plot, CIA-backed or European-backed plots at all. So what happened there was that the Yanukovych government, for 1 year before the protest started, was really promising and raising expectations when it comes to the Ukrainian society that Ukraine would sign association agreement with the European Union. So it was 1 year long propaganda. And then under pressure from Russia, Mr. Yanukovych goes to a European Union summit in Vilnius and says that he was not going to sign the agreement. And that's what brought people on the streets. And then in Ukrainian fashion or manner, like it was before that in the year 2004, they just refused to leave the streets. So it was going one day after another. The protests were not huge, but then the police was used and they were beating up students. And that what brought really masses to the streets. So some of this manifestations or demonstrations, the number of people on the streets were 800, even more. So I certainly treat very, very seriously CIA and other intelligence services, but I don't think they're capable of doing things like that, being so many people on the streets in the sub-zero temperatures, and those people actually then would refuse to leave.